love to just blame a healthcare worker. If I'm only going to visit my mom once or twice, you know, a month, mm-hmm. and something is going on, that also falls back on me. Mm-hmm. So I know there's a point whenever a family member or friend may get tired of being the caregiver, and they may say, I can't do this anymore. Let me just put them somewhere and let someone else handle this. And a lot of times that feeling or that emotion will come from burnout, mm-hmm. where you were the sole caregiver for way too long.
God knew us a long time ago. He loved us enough to allow us to be born. He loved us enough to allow Jesus to come. Jesus loved us enough to die for us. It would be a disservice to Jesus not to love ourselves after all he went through for me and you. God elevated us by loving us. Jesus elevated us by dying for us. The Holy Spirit elevates us by living inside of us. Keep God first and be your best self. Don't give negative words from others power over you. Let God change you from a caterpillar into a butterfly. Just a reminder, the best is yet to come. My contact information is Just Stuff, P.O. Box 7885, Alexandria. My email address is seedsofharvest@bellsouth.net. Seeds like you plant in the ground, S-E-E-D-S. My phone number is area code 318-442-6011. God bless.
K-A-Y-T-K-Q-J-O.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
I told myself on yesterday that wasn't going to preach hard today. I wasn't going to preach long today. But I do want to do some teaching today. Now, one of those things that I say I wasn't going to do, I may be able to own up to it.
Yes, sir.
And that's the one about preaching hard.
Okay, yes, sir.
I can't tell you how long I'm going to be.
Oh, man.
I want to talk. I put up there Luke chapter 6. I want to read verses 27. 35. I'm gonna have to switch eyeglasses so that I could see. Look at what the Word of God says. I wasn't sure that this was the right message until I sat down a couple of seconds ago and looked at the front of this program.
Yes, sir.
I knew what the Lord put on my heart, but I did not know that it was the right thing because I was waiting. Preachers wait for signs.
Yes, sir.
There are certain things that come up in the congregation that tell the preacher what he's getting ready to talk about.
Yes,
sir. Is right on. Two things happened today. Something happened earlier, and then when I read the front of this program, it's let me know that I'm about to hit the right thing.
Yes, sir. Yes. Thank you, Lord.
But I say unto you which hear. How many people in here can hear today? Love your back that back. I don't want you to go fast. I said I may not preach hard, but I'm gonna be long.
Love your enemies. Do good to them which hate you. Now. Bless them that curse you and pray for them which despitefully use you. And unto him that smiteth you on the cheek, offer also the other. And him that takes away your cloak, we're gonna give you an explanation on all that. Take away thy cloak, forbid not to take your coat also. Next verse. Give to every man that asks of thee, and of him that takes away thy good, ask not again. Oh boy. And as ye would that men should do unto you, this is the golden rule, y'all. Do ye also to them likewise. For if you love them which love you, look at what the word is saying. If you love them which love you, what thanks have ye? For the sinner also love those that love them. Come on, keep on turning. And if you do good to them which do good to you, what thanks have you? For sinners also do even the same. All right, come on. And if you lend to them of whom you hope to receive, what thanks have you? For sinners also lend to sinners to receive as much again. Oh boy. Back, let's say it again. But love your enemies and do good and lend, hoping for nothing again, and your reward shall be great. And ye shall be the children of the highest, for he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. You may be seated. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor,
you are compelled
to love me. Can I just teach for a little while? Our text finds us today at the beginning of Jesus' ministry. Look what he's done. If you go back and read that whole sixth chapter, he had already selected his inner circle of men. He calls them disciples, apostles, praise God. And he showed them something. He showed them that he knew something about fishing. Praise God. He had went about healing. He didn't care what the sickness was, but he went about healing. And guess what? He didn't care what day it was.
Amen, Pastor.
Some of you Bible readers are going to catch that Amen. On the way out. Amen. He was criticized by the religious leaders for his teaching and his healing, especially the healings he did on the Sabbath day. But in the midst of all of the criticisms, he finally gets together with this inner circle of men. I'm talking about his disciples. Praise God. And he began to teach them some new principles of life. Praise God. He basically says, despite what people do to you, as a believer, you are to love them. And in so doing, Jesus sets the bar, if you will, for a storm-proof life. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, if you want to have a storm-proof life, show some love. You see, the only life that will stand the storm of life is one that is based on love. This is the insight given to us by Jesus himself. Jesus faced many storms when he's upon this earth, and he overcame every storm, praise God, by the love that he had and that he showed for mankind. And you and I have faced some storm. Let me see the hands of somebody here. That's over 12 that have faced a storm in their life. And if you have not faced a storm in your life, I got one message for you. Keep on getting up in the morning, because there's a storm waiting for you. But Jesus is declaring today that by our love, we can have a storm-proof life. That's what he's declaring in his word. I'm gonna break it down. I'm gonna try to make it a little bit plainer for us. You see, I have faced some storms in my life. Praise God. And some of you all have faced some storms. In fact, some of y'all are going through some storms right now. Somebody say, how in the world you know that, Pastor? I know. I didn't just fall off the cabbage patch. Praise God. Some of us are going through some storms in our life right now. We may be quiet about it. We may be open about it, but we are facing some storms in our life. When I look at this nation of ours, our nation is facing some storms. That's why I prayed the prayer that I pray. I said, I believe that if our leaders would just stand up and acknowledge God, man, things I believe would be better for us. You see, our text, verse 27 and verse 35, Jesus repeats the same thing. He said, love your enemies. And I always say that if he puts something that close together twice, it must be important. Has to be important. Has to be important. I always pick on some of these young folks. It has to be. Rashida Jones, it has to be important if he took the time to say it twice. Because back in those days, I know that those folks thought he had done flipped the lid. How do I know that they thought he flipped the lid? Because some of y'all thinking that I have flipped the lid by saying what I just said. You know why? Because human tendency is not to love that enemy. Human tendency is for us to get even. You do me something, I'm going to do you something back. That's That's the natural.